In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in the Christmas procession, we brought the infant Jesus figurine to the creche. And we ask ourselves, what is the Son of God doing in a manger? That is the question. What is this little child doing in a manger? A manger is a French word meaning to eat. A child, true God and true man, is laying in a wooden plate where animals eat. Jesus in the manger is declaring war. The humankind had broken God's plan and sold itself into slavery. In Bethlehem, Jesus is in the manger for a war. The creche, another French word, fulfills the plan of a dad whose child has been taken by the enemy. In the Garden of Eden, God said, I will put enmity in between you, serpent, and the woman, in between you and her offspring, and she will crush your head. It is exactly what a dad would say. If you don't bring my child back, I will chase you. I will not stop. I will get you down. I will fight against you. I will destroy you because I want my kid to be back home. Christmas is an act of war. Humanity has been deceived and manipulated by the devil, but humanity is not fatherless. What is the baby doing in the manger? He says, I'm going to fight for you. You are not fatherless. You are not abandoned. You are not worthless. Before Christmas, before the incarnation of the Son of God, men hold white flags. They were defeated under the dominion of the empire of darkness. It is for this reason that the ritual of baptism starts with several exorcisms. It's a real gift to be freed and to go back to the fatherly home. It is a true liberation. When the dad knows when the child is in a horrible place, with horrible people, in an ugly and dirty house, he knocks at the door and he tells his child, get out of here. You don't even need to pack. I bring you back home. The dad reassures his child, saying, you will leave me, you will live with me and the family. This is what God is doing there in the manger. What is Jesus saying? I want, Jesus says, that you love me and that you allow yourself to be loved by me. All that I ask from you is to change your life. If you want to be a Christian, if you want to be my disciple, you have to live the way I have lived. Whether you are celibate or married makes little difference to me. Give me your heart. Know that my love will never compete with your human love. If you have reserved in your heart a place for it and a place for me. There will be competition if you become selfish, if you lock up a piece of your heart in a locked up safe. It's possible for many people to do it because they are afraid. They are afraid of me. In wanting to protect their hearts, they lose all because they lose me. One is truly happy when you have given all to me, Jesus, the Son of the Living God and your Savior. Do not be mistaken. Only I am absolute. For my heart is large enough to love infinitely. I have come to bring you peace of heart and true joy. I will not hide from you that this peace and joy cost a lot. You will need to fight for them. You will have to struggle and make choices. To be Christian today is the only light which remains in this world. But this light has to approach your shadows and your darkness. Last thing, another question. What is God doing now? Because Christmas is not a past event. It is also what he is doing now in every tabernacle of the world. God is declaring that we are still worth fighting for, and that God will never give up. Never. That is why he's still here to fight for us now. That is why we are here now in the middle of the night. He's here to declare and to lead a war against everything that enslaves us. We have been taken, and no matter what kind of man and battlefield our life is, he is here as he was in the manger of the stable to tell us, "Don't fear anymore. You are my child, and I will not abandon you in the hands of the enemy, because I love you. In my grace and my arms, you are safe, and I will not drop you off, because I am your father." This is the joy of Christmas, the first communion of the world. Merry Christmas. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.